everybody, and welcome back to Basics. I am your host, the Crazy Uncle. What you see before you is the back to basics of fitness, okay? This is typically your outline, or as I like to put it, your guideline for success. For those of you who are just starting to look into working out, this is definitely for you. For those that have been working out for a while, this might give you some ideas to actually make yourself better. Now, I'm going to go through each one. As you can see, there are only five. Again, it's simply the basics. First thing you must do is you must have a goal. This is unbelievably important, people. If you don't have a goal when you go into the weight room, you are wasting your time and everybody else's. People are there to get their sweat on, get their pump in, or whatever of a goofy term you want to say, and they want to be done. They don't want to spend 4, 5, 6 hours in there unless they're a professional. If they are a professional, let them be that way, all right? But you must have a goal. I don't care if it's losing weight. I don't care if it's muscle definition. I don't care if it's flexibility. We're going to go over some of those later on. However, for right now, you must have a goal. But you don't just have one goal. You have your overall goal, and you have small ones. The small ones are specifically there to help you get on your, or as you were to stay on your path. So if your overall goal is to, say, lose 20 pounds, your small ones might be to lose 5 pounds within X amount of time. Now, do not let missing a small goal screw you up. I will let you know, if weight loss is your deal, you're going to lose a lot of weight right off the bat. Mostly that's just water. And then the rest is going to be a lot more difficult. But that's another video, and I'm not going to go too any more deeper into that. Now, remember, overall goal. What do you want to achieve? This is not something I can answer. You are the only one who can answer that. I can only say that I've actually had somebody come to the gym when I was in my heavy workout days. Obviously, I'm not that young anymore. And she showed up with a picture of Carmen Electra and one of those muscle girls from the wrestling and said, mix these two. I thought that's going to take a lot of work. But we were able to do it. That was her overall goal. But she had a lot of small ones and a lot in there, which kept her going. Now, once you have your goal, you need to find what gym you're going to and get a trainer. If you're just starting out, you need a trainer. Don't think, oh, I watched a couple videos. Bullshit. Okay? I don't have time for any bullshit, and neither do you. The reason for the trainer is they need to show you how to do the exercise correctly, because if you don't, when you start getting higher weights, I guarantee you are going to damage yourself. As for somebody who got damaged and had to go through surgery, it's not so fun. You do not want to turn into a gym rat, tear something, and be out for a year. Okay? Once you have worked with a trainer, they're going to help you build a regimen. As a caveat, if you have already got some sort of instruction from a trainer, you can skip this trainer part and go straight to building your own regimen. However, be aware that you are constantly going to be asking for help. Number three, you need to stick with your regimen, and there are no days off. I'm going to circle this one because that is the way it is. If you're going to be like, oh, I'm only going to work out 3 times a week, I guarantee you, you are going to be missing days. Now, the kicker with no days off, if for some reason you end up working a double shift and you just do not have the wherewithal to go into the gym, you simply are shifting your regimen one day, and boom, you're back in and you haven't lost anything. It happens. Life happens. But no days off, okay? This actually applies to also in your regimen when it comes to your eating habits. We'll go into more of that in another video. Number four is where everybody wants to be. You achieve your overall goal. Whether it's to gain extra 3 inches on your biceps, to lose weight, to see your abdominals for once. For most guys who are kind of rotund, to actually be able to see their own, never mind. You achieve your overall goal. That's the big one. However, a lot of people, wait, is this four? What's that five? You need to reassess. And then you start back over from number one. You are literally going back up. This is the one thing a lot of people do not understand about fitness is it's constant. It is constant. So, if say you have somebody who is, well, fat, and they want to lose weight and they want to look good, okay, first thing you got to do, you build your regimen to lose weight. Everything you do, diet, exercise, everything is for losing weight. No days off, again, until you reach your overall goal. Once you have lost the weight, then you can come up, reassess, like I said, set your goal as body shaping. Okay, body shaping, body building are sound, they're similar, but they're definitely not the same. This is where a trainer comes into play. Keep that in mind. So, as you can see, that's your five steps. If you're ready to get into the gym, you're ready to get in the weight room, this is your outline. The specifics, that's on you. What do you want to do? And I'll tell you this straight up. If you're not ready to go all the way, do yourself a favor. Kick yourself in your own ass. Get up off your ass. And let's get it done. This is your host, the Crazy Uncle. I'm out.